gonna the baby around.
Yeah. Take a little jab or push it around a lot.
Right, right. Say a woman who is about to have a baby, you say she's...
Right.
Can you remember a time when people didn't say use that word?
With time. With time. And you never heard people talk that around the children, especially. They was mighty careful who they talked to before. Now then it's just, I'll tell you the truth. I run into some little girl, 3 and 4 years old. Said, Mama gonna have a baby. Mama, such and such gonna have a baby.
They said she was pregnant?
Yeah, she said no, just said, don't have a baby. Yeah, but some of them says pregnant. Said, have a baby.
How about that?
And they look for that too, you know. They find out what it's all about. The television will show them a lot of that.
You're bringing out the good, or?
It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. Because, as we said a while ago about the young people getting together too much, lust of the flesh causes trouble. Teaching their little hearts and minds, like you teach a little child. Now he won't forget it. It'll be right there. And if nature gets born in you, see, it'll go for it. And that's it. Yeah. And then they get in trouble because they get the family away and they get here and there and that and throw themselves away. You know, way back y'all they called when a woman went like that, they called a loose woman. And horror, no good. And the little fellas is throwing themselves away every day. Beautiful girls on that account. Lust of the flesh you live in, and enticement of the boy and of the dope, they're gone. And it can't hardly quit. Yes, it is, man. That's what it leads up to.
Say this expression, if a boy has the same color hair as his father and the same color eyes, and maybe his nose is shaped about the same, you say that the boy...
He was his father.
Would you say the same thing, like if the boy inherited his father's bad habits?
Yeah, you would say that he takes after father.
He takes after his father.
Inherited.
Right, that's it. Have you ever heard any kind of a bad names or mean names that a person might use to refer to a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Let me see what that's out of wedlock, yeah, out of wedlock. They call them bastards. But I don't think really that's what that the Bible gives, I don't think. I ain't too sure. I'll look that up and see about that. Be sure.
Or illegitimate, something like that?
Yeah, illegitimate. Bastard.
Okay. What about, talking about families, if I have a brother and he has a son, that son would be mine.
How's that now?
Well, say if I have a brother,
yeah,
and he has a son, his son would be my
nephew.
Okay. What about a child, you know, both his parents have died, you say he's a...
Oh, orphan child. Orphan, father and mother.
And the adult who's appointed to look after him, that would be his...
His relative.
Or his legal...
Legal sister or brother.
Or guard.
Or guardian.
I want to ask you about a few proper names, you know, like the name of the mother of Jesus in the Bible, that was...
Mary.